On our program today, Jen McAvoy from Community and Family Resources. She is our community outreach specialist. Again, lets people know all about the services available from CFR. And thanks for taking time to come and visit with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So you've had a busy time getting out and doing things. You were out at Farm Progress. You ran and found out we have Super Nationals going on. Mm-hmm. And the month of September happens to be Recovery Month.
Yes.
Too, so busy time for you.
Very busy.
All right, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, Farm Progress Show. What, just out there providing information or in the health and wellness area? I think they really had a commitment to doing getting information out on a variety of different things, didn't they?
They did. I was in the health and safety tent, and I just gave resources to people on problem gambling, mental health, and substance use. And we had a pretty big turnout. There was a lot of people that came and just wanted to see what resources I had available.
So, and of course, all of ours, you do have a number of people that probably visited because you cover a lot of, quite a few counties.
Yes.
Or why CFR does.
Yes, we do.
So could have had some locals might have shown up there, but I don't know how many international people.
I'm not sure. There was some from different states and some from around this area. And
just
I
to see what's there.
Yeah. It's a huge, huge event, so yes. People come from all over.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering, because I know they had a big effort on the health and wellness, again, especially with mental health issues that are going on all over the country and mm-hmm. all over the world, but it was one of those things that they wanted to do more of, and I know we had some public health nurses out there. They were doing blood pressures and everything else, so yeah, a lot of things going on in that town.
Yeah, there was quite a bit, a lot of mental health resources. They had people there to talk about what you do if your car stops on the train tracks, talking about just different safety.
Oh, sure.
Safety things and all about that.
So you got to talk about our resources from CFR, mm-hmm. which, folks, there's a gamut. There's
yes.
a lot. Everything from, well, some of our most recent things we've been talking a lot is gambling addiction, but to prevention and treatment for other addictions.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys even do the training for driver's license.
Yes.
The OWI.
The OWI, yeah. They have to take the class to get their license back. So okay. We do offer that once a month.
All right. Someone's got to do the class.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things with Addiction Recovery Month or Recovery Month here in the month of September. And a lot of people don't think about some of the things that are or would be considered addictions.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking.
Oh, for sure.
You know, that's one. We have cessation programs, things like that. You guys handle those?
We refer people to, it's called Quitline Iowa.
Yeah.
So Quitline Iowa is a free cessation program to anyone 18 and up. They just call in or text or go on the website
mm-hmm.
and they get 5 free coaching sessions, and then they work with a licensed coach that helps them either quit, whether they're vaping or smoking or chewing. It just helps them kind of break that addiction, and they work with them on goals and kind of things like that. I know yeah. that a lot of people refer to that service because it's very helpful.
And again, that's one of those, why reinvent the wheel when we have a good mm-hmm. program that's out there?
So exactly.
Make use of it.
Yes. And then there is also Your Life or My Life, mm-hmm. My Quit. This is a teen program for ages 12 to 17. So vaping is really big with teens right now and children. So any youth ages 12 to 17 can call in to My Life, My Quit or go online or text, and then they get those free coaching sessions. And what's great is they can call in anonymously. So sure. I've done a lot of putting posters in schools and things so kids okay. see that number. They can call in anonymously and get the services and the help that they need that way.
I would think a challenge when the younger ones would be, well, my friends are all doing it.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. We're noticing a lot of the peer pressure and things like yeah. that. So it's just kind of getting them away from that addiction and breaking that cycle that they feel like they need to do it.
I mean, you're probably, because you're on the business side of providing services mm-hmm. like this or making people aware of these services. But there might be a lot of parents or other adults or even grandparents might not be aware of just how prevalent it is.
It is. Yeah, it's huge because there's so many youth and children that are using e-cigarettes and vaping. Yeah. When I did prevention at CFR, I went into a lot of schools and they had buckets of e-cigarettes that they had confiscated from children. So a lot of kids find a way.
Would you walk in there? Do you go, oh my.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
That's it. Well, again, that's one. Again, mm-hmm. one of the many things. Again, wide range of addictions. The ones we've talked about, gambling. We've had that before. We've talked a lot about different things there. And the bottom line, like so many things, the success of Recovery Month to me is if someone wants to recover, if they realize mm-hmm. they might have a problem, and then what steps do I take now?
Exactly.
And that's why you're there.
Yes.
We have these services.
We do.
All right. Let's talk about gambling and some of the things going on there. Basically, it's if someone realizes or thinks they might have an issue, the big thing is we're not going to say right away, yes, no. You have to do an assessment.
Mm-hmm, we do.
We want to find out.
Yes, we do assessments at CFR. So when someone comes in for treatment or if they want to be assessed to see if they have a gambling addiction, they can do that through us. There's also great resources on Your Life Iowa. There is a gambling questionnaire that someone can take to see if they qualify or they think that they are struggling with gambling. And then 1-800-BETS-OFF is a free program that helps problem gamblers as well. So those are just some of the resources that we have for problem gambling.
They find out about that for CFR. What kind of, how intense or how much, because I know the program is kind of growing. You have more people that are starting to become interested. A lot of them think of like Gambling Anonymous, that sort of thing, mm-hmm. and having groups and stuff. We see the TV shows.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
I mean, at this point in time, we don't have a lot of those, but I know you have some people that are interested.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of gambling groups right now. I know a couple of our counselors are trying to get a gambling group going for people that are in recovery, just getting more people interested. We do one-on-one counseling for gambling, mm-hmm. so that would be another option for people to do that one-on-one. And then also family counseling is another option, too, to get that help.
Have that go-to person mm-hmm. and say, I want to go to the casino.
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we kind of laugh about it too, but it's a serious problem for some people. Mm-hmm. Very serious.
It absolutely is.
So that's another one. Again, we're talking September Recovery Month. It covers a lot of different things. It's mm-hmm. not just, well, and I do know that opioids are still a big issue too. And CFR is working a little program now. Making information available, I think, might be the easy way to say it. I'm not sure exactly what the service is because it varies by county because mm-hmm. you're working out of different counties and each one handles it a little bit differently.
Yeah. So in our Ames office, we have a MAT clinic. So that's available mm-hmm. for someone that may be struggling with an opioid addiction. So they come in every day to dose and it helps them avoid that withdrawal process away from opioids. And then we also have just the counselors like I talked about. Mm-hmm. And then some of the other resources are in Fort Dodge. We mm-hmm. have an actual facility where someone can stay at and detox there. In Ames, we just don't have somewhere for them to stay mm-hmm. to safely detox. Mm-hmm. We have the MAT clinic, which is a huge resource to a lot of people.
Yeah. And I think Hamilton County has a different program they work with and because they work maybe a little closer with Fort Dodge.
Mm-hmm.
Boone, ours is a little different. We do more counseling.
Yes, exactly.
Type side and awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Big practice of making people aware.
Yeah.
And again, do you run into, and I'm guessing when you go around and do presentations and things like that and people ask you about it, you might run into family members and say, well, we know somebody who might have this issue and where do we go and how do we get them started?
Yeah, I've had families approach me at different events or friends or they're concerned mm-hmm. about their loved ones. And I just give them some resources, just tell them to talk to their loved one, just be that listening ear. Someone that wants to get help may just need someone to be with them on that journey and just listen to them. Yeah. Sometimes people aren't ready to get that help, and that's okay too. It's just having that person to listen, and then when they're ready to make that step towards recovery, then they have that person next to them that supports them along the way.
The making the decision to seek recovery is probably, that's an individual choice.
It is, yeah. We can't force someone to change or force them into recovery. We can't pull them or just kind of push them along. We have to just go at their own pace and kind of let them decide when they're ready for that.
I know we see people that will consistently have issues coming up. It might be with alcohol, or it could be any variety of different things. And again, it's a decision they make, and then they may want to try to recover, but then there's always others around them that offer that temptation.
Yes, exactly. I think someone that's in recovery should stay away from people that are using. The temptation is very strong if someone's in recovery and they're still hanging out with people that are using. So just building that new support system and people that can be sober with them and support them along the way.
Recovery month. That's the month of September. And mm-hmm. and again, for more than, again, like we said, it covers a wide gamut of things that people are recovering from, various addictions and things. What are some of the other services from YSS, Community and Family Resources? I get you guys all.
It's okay.
But CFR, and again, we've talked about some of those, but you do a lot of prevention work and things mm-hmm. like that.
So. Yeah, and I wanted to talk a little bit. We have our I'm Doing Art in the Park coming up in Boone at Puffer Billy Days.
You are?
Yes.
Good.
So September 22nd, I'll be at McCoast Park, and the event goes from 10 to 4, mm-hmm. and they'll have live music, some food trucks, different vendors, and I will be there providing just different resources for community members revolving around.
Stop and say hi and
yes.
say, Jen, I heard you on the radio. So.
And then we also have our big mental health expo coming up in Ames.
Okay.
This is on September 24th. It will be outside of City Hall. And we'll have food trucks, some fun activities, different vendors, yoga. We'll have a Q&A panel for mental health. Okay. So people that have questions can ask some mental health providers some questions they have. And then if it does rain, we'll move the event inside of okay. City Hall.
All right. Good. You do have some big events coming up here.
Yes, so I do.
And I know one thing, and I don't know if you know as much as we've heard about it in the past, but in Ames, I do know that they did some mental health work with their police department and sending out mental health people to deal with some issues. That is a constant problem, and I see when I get to see the call sheets about how many people had mental health cases, mental health concerns. You know, it might be listed in different categories, but we do know that a lot of it is like our law enforcement, fire responders, EMS. A lot of those are the first ones there and mm-hmm. have to try to work with individuals that are having issues.
Yeah, I know Julie Saxon is her name. Yeah. She's the mental health coordinator with the Ames PD, so she does a lot with mental health. She advocates for mental health and just helping people and working along with the police.
Mm-hmm.
Another great resource is 988. This is the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. So someone that's in a mental health crisis, whether they're thinking of taking their life or showing actions that they're about to, calling 988 can save someone's life and help them in that time of need.
Community and Family Resources, a wide range of services available. And again, we've talked about them in the past. What Fort Dodge has available, of course, that's kind of the home office area. Mm-hmm. Got the big facility. And again, we can do some other activities there. Ames is a little different than what's available here. Boone, we're a little smaller yet, but we still have the way to make the contact,
mm-hmm.
way to get involved, way to be finding what kind of help is there.
Absolutely.
So it's there, people. So, going to be out there at Puffer Billy Days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're making all the rounds here.
I am,
Farm
yes.
Progress Show, Puffer Billy Days. Again, Art in the Park. That'll be on Sunday, the 22nd, and you'll be there.
I will.
Information will be available there. Do you still go around to schools and pay visits there, or What other things are on your schedule besides
these big events?
Yeah.
So now that school is back in session, I'm going to start reaching out to schools and just offering those different resources. I know one of my coworkers, Noah, she's been great at planning Slam the Stigma. So just going into the different school districts and working on slamming that stigma against mental health. So going to different football games, basketball games, things like that.
It is not. It is. Don't worry about it. Go and talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Jen McAvoy is our guest on the program today. She's the outreach specialist from Community and Family Resources. Thanks for taking time to come and visit with us. And people, don't forget to go see her at Pufferbilly Days at Art in the Park. Thank you.
Thank you so much.